Christmas. Y'all wrote that verse.
Harvey, that's enough. Hail, Satan. Hail, Satan.
Greetings, heathens. Welcome to Hail Satan. This is the podcast exploring Satanism, culture, and life in general through the eyes of modern Satanists. My name is Joseph Rose. I'm a member of the legendary independent congregation called Satanic Delco, and we do welcome members from anywhere in the world. If you want to learn a little bit more about that, visit satanicdelco.com. Today on the show, we're going to take it easy and give a listen to the band Twin Temple. I'm sure many of you have heard of them because of their attachment to Satanism, but if you haven't, I guess this is your chance. Before we get into that, let me introduce a whole bunch of awesome people that have joined up with us on Patreon. We've got Dax, Michael B., Ronald, Michael K., Chris, Steven, Russell, Jacob, Robert, Trude, Aubrey, Athena, Maple, Giovanni, Ty, Brian, Owen, Shirley, Christopher, Derek, Tim, Tiffany, Nani, The Masked Guitarist, Ben, Punk Rock Warlord, Lottie, Terry Lynn, My Egg, Jessica, Ron, Tyler, Natalie, and Elias. Thank you very much, guys. It is your support that keeps this community growing and thriving, and I appreciate that very much. If you all have a moment to spare, please visit HailSatanPodcast.com. You'll find links to all of our social media there. There's a form on the website to send an email, which I encourage you to do. And of course, there is a button to join the Patreon. We have several tiers there to choose from. And the upper tiers will enroll you in our Greetings from Hell Satanic Postcard of the Month Club that everyone has been enjoying very much. And that's that. So visit HailSatanPodcast.com. All right. Guys, we are now joined by a very special guest. Welcome back to the show, Jerry.
Hey, man. That is one of the nicest intros you've ever given me.
It is?
Usually it's followed by, fuck you, Jerry.
Oh, well, fuck you, Jerry.
All right. Well, all right. I didn't expect, fucker. I thought that would be better if we were just a triumphant return to the garage.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, you know, little fucker.
How are you, Jerry? How have you been? What's new?
Aces, man. Everything's been status quo. Nothing, you know.
Have you admitted to your family yet that you're a Satanist?
No, I have not.
Not yet. Is that coming in the near future? How's that going?
I don't know how to do that. I wouldn't even know how to say I'm a Christian to those people.
Who would you start with? Your wife?
I'd tell them all at once.
You bring them all together.
I bring them all together.
Everybody, the parents.
Well, yeah, we would do this on Halloween right before we go out. Hey, everybody, listen, I just want to talk to you about something. I have decided to worship the Dark Lord Satan. Not real. I don't worship him per se, but I do want everyone to have sex fluidly with anyone they meet.
Okay.
Go Satan.
Yeah. That's an important part to remember.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck that up, everyone. Go Satan, said Hail Satan.
Yeah, go Team Satan.
Go Satan, yay!
Yeah, that's what we say at the end of all of our blood rituals.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we give a good go Satan and we fist pump.
Is a foam finger involved?
Yes. Well, guys, Jerry is here, of course. You know, I like to bring Jerry in occasionally to have a little musical interlude. I guess that's what we're going to do here tonight.
I hope it is a whole lot better than the Satanic Panic album, wherever that was.
Satanic Planet.
Anything we listen to after that.
Yeah. Guys, if you're not a member of the Patreon, then you haven't heard the episode Jerry and I did on Lucian Greaves' Satanic Planet album.
It is
album.
A good listen. You'll hear someone violate a moral code at the end. I never thought I would ever be witness to.
Okay.
The working of the grade. I won't give it away. Join the Patreon for that. But the way we had to do so many gymnastics to get to that letter grade, it was staggering. I walked out of this house disgusted.
Disgusted. All right. Well, Jerry, as you may know, the album we're going to listen to here this evening is Twin Temple. That's the name of the band. Oh, you know, I forgot to get my fucking record out. You know what? Hold on. Let me grab it.
All right. Look at this. You have the album cover. You have the album. You have the vinyl.
Yes, I have the vinyl. I bought this album on vinyl. Here you go.
Oh,
Twin Temple. This is a goat-headed naked woman with a cape.
That's all of it.
On the cover of this album here.
Yeah, they put it all there.
This is Twin Temple. Bring you their signature sound, Satanic Doo-Wop.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I did not want to get assaulted with satanic guitars.
Yo, you didn't. You don't like satanic guitars?
I don't know what they are.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you open up the big, beautiful gatefold.
Oh, it's a couple.
Yeah, we've got the band here, and they've got a naked woman on an altar behind them. This young lady's holding up a skull.
Come on, right, man. This here, picture take a look. Is fucking absurd.
Go ahead, take a look at that. Look at this. Yeah, take a look at the album art.
There's something about you.
Jerry's seeing all this for the very first time.
There's something about you Satanists that love perfectly parted hair. It is either a hard part to the left or right, and it's always immaculate. Now, there's some, I'm sure, that let it rock out. But the ones that are in charge all have fucking good hard parted hair with just the right amount of gel, except for this guy. He's got a little curl there.
Yeah. What is they're very suited to the aesthetic that matches their sound.
I think he's holding a dog leash.
Maybe he is.
I can't see. It's dark.
Twin Temple, Jerry.
There's a naked woman.
Is a husband and wife duo.
Bunch of menores.
That is Alexandra and Zachary James.
Oh, man. Is this picture supposed to be like, slapstick? Or is this really how they walk around?
I mean, if you take a look at these characters, you get the sense that they're kind of into this vibe.
They might
live
this life, the skull.
Well, the both of them are openly Satanists, of course, as you can imagine.
She's got a Stevie Nicks vibe. This other guy has a Crispin Glover type thing going for him.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. But I love the Satanic Doo-Wop idea.
Yeah.
The first album by the wickedest band in the world.
That's what it says.
Another tagline here. And done in mono. Is this true? Mono?
Yes. Yep. They really went for this, the throwback vibe.
That's going to be creepy.
It's a throwback vibe. Alexandra James, the front woman of the band, she says, "We both practice magic. It was just a crazy idea. Why can't you love Roy Orbison and hail Satan at the same time?
I see no reason.
Satanism has been relegated to the metal scene for so long, but we are Satanists and listen to the Platters and Buddy Holly, We love metal too, but this is a reflection of who we are as people."
I would love to say, we listen to Squirrel Nut Zippers. And
that's right. Where's my record? What have you done with it?
Put it over here.
All right. Don't do anything weird to
hurt
it.
To it. Weird.
What do you think so far? What do you think of this? The imagery you see. What do you feel about this?
I love the front cover with this bloody naked woman with the goat head holding a cape. And then you open this up and you're like, oh, did they do that? Did they do that to that woman? These people don't seem capable, or it seemed to be. And I'm not knocking them.
Well,
I don't know.
Are you suspecting that the woman is deceased? Or is she just...
Oh, the goat woman? That's a lot of blood.
Well,
man.
No, I don't know.
The goat, or unless they just plop the goat head on top of the woman. I mean, that's I think it's fine.
Right.
Again, this is a visual thing happening here. Got to look at this. Google this album.
Twin Temple. Now, this album has been out for a few years now.
Oh.
These two are really taking their sweet-ass time making a second album. They are out touring. They've kept fairly busy touring. And they're gearing up to go out on the road with Ghost coming up. They're going to be opening up the big show.
Maybe I should give these guys credit, though. I'm looking at the back here, and I'm not to interrupt.
Sure.
So, no, Twin Temple doesn't drink the blood of virgins or kill babies to sacrifice on the full moon. They are challenging notions about what it means to be free, to free the oppressed, fight back against dated and binary ways of thinking, and doing it all the while hailing the Dark Lord. You know what? I feel bad I said those terrible things about these people.
Why?
I don't know. They seem to have a pure goal. That's okay.
All right. Well, shall we get into it?
Yeah, jump in, man.
You want to listen to some of this? Track number one here is "The Devil Didn't Make Me Do It."
That's right. You did it on your own free will. Possible to do this without hearing, like, oh, that's Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, you're funny like you mentioned that.
Yeah. This mono thing's blowing my mind. I you know, no one intentionally does this.
Yeah, I read a bit about it. She was just saying, you know, records are so overproduced, this and that, and she just wanted to strip it back. They recorded the songs mostly live in the studio.
Oh, that's, man, one take shit. I'm impressed, but I don't hate it. I was expecting something a lot more aggressive. Yeah. So I'm pleased with this. Beelzebub? That's the problem with mono, man.
What, you don't like that?
No, I'm just like, did I hear Beelzebub?
You may have.
Do they have a functional band? You know, they have people they work with. This isn't studio musicians.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, the band is just the two of them. You know, on paper, they kind of take the lead there. But clearly, they've got a whole band
obviously
working for them here.
Do they know that? Do they know the vibe of this album?
What do you mean?
I mean, this isn't Friends. Where do you find a saxophone player? You know, you have to hire that guy.
Sure, you can do it.
I'm looking for a saxophone player. We should, you know, you're having a party one day. You should have a saxophone player.
Just a saxophone player.
Well, that'd be enough.
I'd like to have the guy from Lost Boys.
Everyone wants that guy. Yeah. I watched that movie recently because it's Halloween. My daughter wanted to watch it. We watched Lost Boys. It's a fun movie.
It's inappropriate for a young girl.
For a kid who's used to Marvel movies, these all look like shit.
Yeah.
There's nothing scary about the Lost Boys.
No.
And I think that's
a cool movie. I love that movie.
I love it. But that saxophone guy was shoehorned in. Like, I watched it again. I was like, that movie didn't need this.
Why was he there?
It was they were at the carnival, you know, and here's the live music. But it was so shoehorned that it became like a thing. That's why it's a meme or a gift now.
How are you feeling about this jam here, Terry?
You know, it sounds like I'm in a 1980s pickup truck. We're just stuck
1980s?
On 1980s. We're stuck on one station.
All right.
That's what we're listening to. Like. I don't mind it.
Look, Jerry, I want to be honest with you. I don't love Twin Temple.
I'm trying to give it a chance. In my past life, I didn't give a lot of chance. I was like, I don't like this shit, and then I would talk about something else.
Right.
Now, I'm trying to give it a spot, you know, to be nicer to these guys.
I'm going to say, I mean, gosh, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here. If you have a real emotional connection to this band, I apologize. But if they didn't have the overt connection to modern Satanism and the over-the-top imagery and everything...
No.
I don't think anybody cares. Am I wrong?
No, you're
Am
not.
Am I
wrong.
Out of line?
I roasted them so hard for the way they
And I'm not saying they're bad.
I don't want to hurt them.
No, I'm not saying they're bad. They're not bad.
They're not bad.
They're talented.
Man, there's something to be said for the sound of a song.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck, you know?
You know, just for shits and giggles.
I'm a sophisticated man with sophisticated sounds.
I'm going to just do something real quick here. That was the first track. The Devil Didn't Make Me Do It.
I heard
And just for comparison's sake, I'm going to listen to a song called You Know I'm No Good from Miss Amy Winehouse. Rest in peace. I just want to see. How similar is it, really?
This is a far superior song. I mean, we went with the first track of that band, and then we went right into the... hit single.
Well, this is the first track off Amy's album.
It's a hit single. It's a big one.
Oh, it's because it's great.
No, you're right. No one will give a shit about this album, the Twin Temple, if it didn't have, like, a legitimate claim to the satanic, modern satanic lifestyle, just like you said.
Yeah.
And the imagery would be ironic if it didn't have that. Like, it would have been, that would have been the only way I'd pick this album up, is if it was a satanic doo-wop band. And by the way, record your shit in stereo.
Hold on, Jared. Let's take a look here. Let me just get a taste of this. All right, so the comparison is real, right?
Oh yeah,
it's legitimate.
For sure.
All right. I just wanted to. Upstairs in bed. All right. Back to Twin Temple, track two. This song is called Lucifer, My Love. Lucifer,
sexy.
My love, Lucifer.
There you go.
The candles are burning bright.
Yeah, I don't even want to be confused and act like I'm saying they're not good. I mean, it's good. They're talented. They can do this thing of theirs well.
Right.
But, you know.
No, I agree.
I think almost everybody is there for a different reason, you know?
It's a novelty.
They're not there because this album is so fucking good.
I'd like to hear it in a good quality sound. That's what they're probably. I'm gonna go see this live to hear everything.
Yeah.
There are. I've only heard one song, but there are Motown albums, early Motown.
Yeah.
That are. God, I sound like I'm beating a dead horse. That are produced significantly better than this.
They were going for this.
I don't like it.
Know.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like that.
All right, Joe.
I don't like that. Especially with so many different aspects.
I mean, does it make that much of a difference to you? The mono aspect?
We're losing something.
Yeah.
There's so many instruments and so many people playing their ass off that I'd like to be able to enjoy it in a contemporary sound, what is it, soundscape, whatever the fuck. You know?
Yeah.
Again, there's going to be something on here I love, I'm sure. I like this.
And you know, she writes. I'm assuming she writes the bulk of the lyrics here, if not all of them. She writes a lot of very, I guess, sort of feminist type lyrics. You know, that's her vibe, which is cool. She wants to, you know, present as a strong, independent female. She certainly does that. And they're good. I'm just saying, it's not.
You know,
I'm a guy that loves music, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I love music the most. I love it more than anything. And I spend a lot of time listening and thinking about music and how much I love it and all of that. And, you know, the music itself wouldn't knock my socks off.
I like that organ. I like the organ. I like what's going on back.
It's nice.
Far away.
But if I wanted to hear this vibe, this aesthetic, generally, I'd pick Amy Winehouse every time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I just think this is not an album you put on for people.
Yeah.
This is by, you know, you're not going to put have a party in and play this.
Maybe, you know.
But you're talking about Amy Winehouse's type album. There's other songs, and I apologize for not knowing them all. But, like, you put that album on, you're going to get a vibe.
Yeah.
You're going to get something. This is just good in the background.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's been more than a couple gathering of some Satanists where album was on.
Right,
but was there ever a gathering of non-Satanists where this was on?
No.
I don't think so.
No, sir. Totally get that point, yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, you don't.
That's
you can,
okay.
You can have your niche.
You know what? I bet you they're killing it on merch and shit. They've got a ton of great merch, you know. The image, you've seen their album, you know, all their photos look wild like that, you know. They really nail the imagery. It's great. And that's great. It's fun. You know what? They're having fun. Don't let me even be negative about it.
Yeah.
They're having a lot of fun, and they're being successful. They're touring. They're living a dream.
Right.
And they've incorporated their Satanism into it. And, you know, more power to them.
I think it's easier in music to do that. These people might not even. I mean, it looks like they live the life, and I believe they do. And I don't live the life,
kisser.
Guys. Let me be honest with you. I'm pretty boring. I don't live any life.
I got the impression that you were wildly excited.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. It is not. It is maybe the morning like horn sessions, that's probably as good as it gets, but that's embarrassing for me.
Wow.
So we cut that out, right?
No.
So there's that. But you say, oh, I'm a satanic thing. You can use the imagery and sell just by a picture on the front of an album or a cassette. Those are still a thing. Just because it has a devil on it. It's easy. It's fun to look at.
It is fun to look
at. It's marketable. You know?
Yeah.
Christian bands don't have that luxury. You put a cross on something, you're going to get that.
Well.
But secular people will buy something with a devil on the front. Look at Dio. You know? Whatever that thing is. It's not the devil,
Dio,
but like
fantastic.
That imagery. That output. The Holy Diver.
Holy
album.
Diver, yeah.
That's not the
Jerry's
devil.
Just noticing the Holy Diver album up on my wall here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at it. Demonic imagery. It makes me want to go, I want to listen to that.
It's a great
These guys
album.
Did that to me. And then I get this?
Yeah.
Fool me once.
You're not into this? What you're hearing?
No, I'll get there. Let me just, I'm not going to give a positive or negative just yet. I already did enough of that earlier.
All right.
I love her voice, though.
She's good.
She's got a great voice. What does the guy do?
He plays guitar. Wow. Next track up. Is Sex Magic.
Oh.
All right.
It's in the blood sugar, though, so it's not as good.
No blood sugar.
Got a little Springsteen thing going here.
It's very Springsteen.
You know what? I don't hate Bruce Springsteen as much as I used to. I used to listen to his song Get Angry.
Really?
Now I'm okay with Bruce Springsteen. I don't know what it is about Tunnel of Love. I love that song. It's not a very good song in the Bruce Springsteen catalog, but Tunnel of Love is a great song. The video was weird as hell.
I love Dancing in the Dark.
It's a joyous.
Love that one.
Song. It's a joyful. There's a lot of joyful noise. His earlier shit was not as positive.
Yeah.
But his later stuff, there's a lot of joyful noise.
Dancing in the Dark is my jam, and I'll tell you, I never, will put it on myself. But if I ever hear Born in the USA, I do love it.
Keep it on.
In particular, I love the beginning. The song starts and it's like a little synthy type of thing. You know, it's like his 80s phase, you know. And then when he starts singing the verse, he is already cranked up to 10. He comes in so intense and inappropriate on that song. It is hilarious to me.
Yeah, the mild racism in the middle will never be edited out.
Yeah.
But the... he just comes in he sees red face sweating. That's how you picture him.
Yes.
He just got done work
he
at the
came
factory.
In hard.
He's on season. I put that up there proud to be an American.
At the end of this, we should listen to Born in the USA.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get through this.
Remind me.
There might be, right through, right in the middle, there might be a Born in the USA.
Yeah. This is Sex Magic.
I'm on Fire is a wholly inappropriate.
Let's check this out.
Give it a listen. I try not to say anything negative about them because they do practice magic. I believe in that shit, and I don't want them to cast a spell on me. Like, hey, that little fuck from Pennsylvania, boom.
What?
He can't grow pubic hair anymore or something. I don't fucking know.
Wow, Jerry.
Something. A terrible spell, though.
I do like that she keeps the lyrics pretty on brand the whole time. You know, I it's well done. It is well done. I'm with you. I wish there was just sort of contemporary production. I do wish.
There's a lot going on back there.
Yeah.
And I know mono is good. I can hear it all, but sometimes we've had albums.
I think they just really wanted to complete the gimmick.
There's been some albums saved by production, you know. Say what you will about the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm not a biggest fan of the music, but the production's great. It's good. You know?
All right. This next one is called I Know How to Hex You.
I see, that's what I'm fucking talking about. I like this vibe. Think about the Pink Panther type shit. Yeah.
I'll never cry.
Already is my favorite song on the album.
Yeah.
Also, I got real high real quick.
Okay.
Right in the middle of this.
Guys, I'm going to be straight with you.
We don't talk about this, dude.
I'll be straight with you guys. Before we started playing this album, Jerry and I did partake in The Devil's Lettuce.
Yeah.
We did.
In keeping with the theme of this show.
Yeah, that's the only reason we did it. We knew we were going to have to do a show, and
diabolical.
Yeah, that'd be the way to go.
Sorry, I didn't know we didn't talk about that.
That's okay.
No,
I try to be open with the audience when I can.
Right. I wouldn't have said that a spell that gets rid of pubic hair is a bad thing.
Right.
It's a good thing. Yeah. So, sorry, I don't normally go there. Not through the gutter like that.
Yeah. And then, like, what are they gonna... This is the thing. When you paint yourself into a corner a bit with the lengths that they went to complete the gimmick, they did the mono production, and they talked so much about it. They made it such a focal point, you know, of when I looked up the band to get a little information about them. That was really a thing that they were sort of proud of. And she said, essentially... Records are so overproduced. We really wanted to just keep it to like what's important and capture the vibe and the whole thing. So when they eventually make another album, which I guess they should do, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to make another mono sounding record like this? Or are they going to go against the whole vibe that they just got done telling us about?
Yeah.
Like, this is better because records are too produced, and now you're going to make one that's too produced?
They're still part of a business. I don't know if this is this independently... what is this?
They're on a record label.
They're on a record label. Okay. And there are people in charge.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And they're going to say something about this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think next time we're going to have to, you know...
Oh, well, I'm certain they're very profitable.
Well, I knew that, but, like, we can maximize our dollars.
Yeah.
If you guys just did it like a normal person.
Yeah.
Right. Her voice, when it's just her, fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah,
but, dude. This is... I wish I could really appreciate what's going on with these horns, you know? I mean, there's some Baker Street good saxophone shit going on back here. I'm not hearing it in the best way.
All right, this next one is called I'm Wicked.
All right. Yes. So you're in a smoky detective's office. This dame walks in, you know?
I want to hear Mad Season era Lane Staley right here.
I look pretty under the full moon. I draw power from my womb. I don't want babies. I make love on my... Now means to take a good look, 'cause I write the book. I'm wicked like magic. I'm evil.
It's groovy.
This song's good too.
It's pretty groovy.
Not a bad song on it. Nothing terrible yet.
Yeah, I do. I do wish for better production. Damn it. It's a little frustrating.
It is. It's very frustrating.
Especially to me, especially on the vocal.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you get that real obvious compression. I don't know.
Yeah, she's crackling. It doesn't say.
Yeah,
it's
a shame.
We have quality headphones on too, you know, so it's like they meant to do that noise. It's not like that speaker's going out.
I see the serpent, no deadly curses. I take pledge to rain, carnal sin. I burn black candles, don't obey God or any other man. like sinister revenge. I'm wicked.
It's good.
Yeah.
A dead horse. This is a great vibe.
Yeah,
they do put a vibe out, but I don't see it being like a thing you put on. But the vibe is amazing. Like I just can't see popping a CD and or downloading now and playing it in the car.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm not going to.
This is just—it's so good. There's something missing for me, at least.
This is cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like any video game that has, like, any creeper horror game.
Right.
You know, has, like, oh, turn on the radio, and this would play.
Yeah.
In all of its form, you know.
Sort of a noir scene.
And all of a sudden, you know, a horror nurse comes out and slashes at you and shit. A Silent Hill is what I'm thinking of.
Gotcha.
That's a scary game. For the time, that was terrifying. They're winning me over, right?
Yeah.
Again, wildly under the influence.
What?
Wildly under the influence right now, but I don't know. This starting to grow on me. Maybe this song is—it's worn its way. It's it. I like the way it's peaking and louder.
Yeah.
I would be curious to see this live.
Yeah.
Only because you can't wear that many clothes. It's weight, all that black, all that light hitting your. It's gonna be hot. You'd have to dress like a normal human.
It gets hot up under the lights. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be up there in full regalia.
This next track is called "In Lux LVX." I don't know.
You know what? Every one of these albums has one of these songs. You can't pronounce it.
Gotta have some goth shit in there.
I like this. Down, down, down. Yeah. This riff sounds terribly. What song? Oh, gee, what song am I thinking of?
Born in the USA.
Not that. This has a. I think it's the end of a. That was the end of a Pink Floyd song. Oh, no, it's Beatles. This is...
Jerry, what are you talking about?
This riff is a Beatles riff, Darren.
It is.
What's happening? It's a warm gun. At the end of that. This is close enough. God, I think it is. All right.
Okay, this next one is Santa Muerta.
Oh, murder.
Santa Muerta.
Murder. Is that what that means, Muerta?
Come on, Jerry.
I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
Olé! She wears a black veil, Saint of Death. She forgets. Prostitutes, even the men of the Catholic Institute. Why do the ministry call a blasphemy? Is it a lack of Mary's virginity?
That's a dig. That was an unfair shot.
Mary's virginity.
Virginity.
Sometimes with the Pope's man.
It's playful.
Yeah.
Good for them. I can't do that. I can't roll my R's.
No.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Try it out.
I'm right now.
She's singing about the patriarchy.
Last time you've seen a real goth, like somebody who's in a full, like, that's fucking goth, like somebody who's like obviously a punker. When was the last time you saw someone like in a black suit with white corpse paint and shit, like, or something like that, you know what I mean? When was the last time you saw
Jerry
that?
I mean, consider the position in life that I I've seen it maybe pretty
more
recently
than, maybe more than me in the past couple of years, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
When's the last time I've seen a goth?
Oh, not a goth.
It's never been too long.
I'm not talking about the, you know, the mild goth.
Well, no, I'm talking, yeah, I mean, a face full of goth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
It's a lot to take in. You know what? They're nice people. If you ask them for a clove cigarette,
a lot of great people.
I would approach a goth more than I would approach, like, an obvious punker. Yeah. Punk person. Right? It's like, you know, they don't seem to be one of them.
Right.
Meanwhile, goths want people to, you know.
I wish people liked me.
Okay, Jerry. This next track is called Let's Hang Together.
Let's do it. Just hang out.
Well, it says hang, Jerry.
It's our wedding day. Oh, let's hang together. There might be a murder, like a murder.
And I swallow the key. We stay side by side like dominoes. If one falls, the other one goes. Well, you kiss me, we all fish sharply tethered. What happens when you tie wild horses together? You put a ring around my finger, the same one I used for the trigger. I'd rather a beach eyes with a tempted murder than be an empty shell missing my pearl. It's not a big deal, it's just for all.
I like a lot of songs, but you do, it is samey.
Yes.
It's samey in the fact that I'm not offended. Like, it's okay that that's the theme.
Yeah.
But it does get dull.
I think, you know, yes. Yes. It's a bit samey. I think a good strength of it is the sort of lyrics, the storytelling that goes on, but that stuff takes a hit because of the production. I think that would be more of a strength if it sounded better.
Because I can't understand some things on here.
Yeah.
I admire the effort. I mean, can you think of another band that would intentionally do this or has? I mean, that not by because it was the not because it's the only way to do it. You know?
Yeah. Bands have done it. I don't know. There's not a lot of great examples coming to mind right now, but I know it's a thing. People have certainly intentionally put a, you know, sort of a gimmick on the production.
Gigi Allen was poorly produced.
Well, I think it was just poorly produced.
Okay.
I don't think that was a gimmick. They weren't pretending to be poorly produced.
Sure, Gigi Allen was a.
They were just
not
you know,
very talented. In my opinion, but the these guys are talented. It's just a.
I mean, I got some demo recordings I did in high school that sound like shit.
Right.
And, you know.
And they were they shit, or is it just because of the recording?
No, we just sounded like shit. You know. We would have loved to sound great.
Right.
We just didn't have that option available to us.
You hear that? that. All this effort that went into it. Just lost.
Yeah, it is not the best.
You know, this might, I think this will probably sound better on vinyl, though. With the random cracks and stuff like that. And like, just the crackle, you know?
We don't like our vinyl to have crackles, Jerry.
You don't like that? That's fun. I think that
well,
would.
Well, I mean, it's inherently a part of the medium to a degree, but we do our best to cut down on that.
You say we? Is this like a
no, people that listen to vinyl? We're not there because we want to hear crackles.
It's expensive as hell.
What?
There's no reason for that. With the digital age, you don't have to have these big.
Here we go, Jerry.
You know.
It's nice. Discs. It's nice to have.
It's nice as such. I get it.
We like it.
I worked in music stores. I dug holding like art and stuff. But you know, why spend the $44? How much was this album?
Hey, this was the next to last track coming up here. Femme Fatale.
Right. How much was this?
Was what?
How much was this album?
I don't know.
You don't remember how much it was?
No. I've had it for quite a while. I mean, but I don't know. A normal new album's probably in the $25 range.
It's too much money.
Too much
money for this.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of my pretty weapon. Tell me what is so sinister about a
woman. I love that word.
Sinister.
That's one of the it's fun. It's the Armageddon. Oblivion. Sinister. These are fun words. Guys have like the orchestra thing where it's like everyone's behind like a little wall and it's another step up like I forget what that's called, a riser.
I could see something like that. Yeah,
I'd go to any concert that had that. You know what these don't have and that's good is a banjo. These
okay.
My least favorite instrument. Fucking banjo. I walked out of a funeral because of a banjo.
Really?
It just has so much banjo music. Guy was a mummer and they just kept playing banjo shit after banjo shit. And I just had my kid. And it just got to a point. I had to sleep. And I'm sitting there, like, listening. And it's like, all right, that's enough. I did what I was supposed to do. I showed up, and I just left midway through. Like, as soon as they had started this banjo shit again, I was like, center aisle, I gotta go. I love you, though.
Yeah.
In a bathroom with a closed door.
We're all born with original sin. I choose to use man on man. La femme fatale, come and follow me. I'm into ruin and ecstasy. La femme fatale, God forbid I speak. Just show up and give a swing. I'm sorry.
Last song coming up.
This is it, too. Final track in Knox.
Do they do the thing where the song is 17 minutes long at the end?
No, I believe it's rather short.
Okay. These guys, listen to these guys pouring their heart and soul out.
Yes.
All in an alleyway. is like playing like some sort of like taco truck festival.
That's right.
That's where it's recorded.
Taco truck festival.
I'd go to that.
I would not.
You don't like tacos?
I'm not a taco guy, really.
Not a Mexican food type cat.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go right to a fucking pizza festival, though.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. On this podcast, have you ever extolled the virtues of pizza? I mean, you did it all the time in one of our other ones. But, I mean, is there any...
I must have mentioned pizza at some point.
You've been doing it for a better part of a year.
I must have. Over a year.
Over a year now. Oh, do you have a year-end show?
No.
No. All right. Nothing sentimental over here at Hail Satan. Yes.
All right, real quick. Let's just...
This is the best last song. You know, these guys really surprised me.
Listen to this dude when he comes in here. He's on fire.
They don't fuck around. Yeah, Bruce. He's got the vein in his forehead.
Yeah. Yeah, he's about to bust a vein.
Damn it. We're going to hear the sax man. We're going to hear Clarence, right? Clarence.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. This is how you get...
Now, hold on. Horns. When he goes into the second verse again. I love the verses. Come on. Mm. You could just see his fucking, his booted foot stomping as he jams through this verse, you know?
He's stomping white. And again, he wasn't always that guy. He didn't always wear a denim and a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
Of which is, look, I've made famous myself.
That's right. That's kind of your look.
His shit, he looked good doing that.
I love that there's just no break between the chorus and the next verse. Just fucking right into it.
It's not saying I'm getting more and more. I appreciate him more and more the older I get.
Yeah, when you get old. That's
when I was a kid, I did not like his shit.
I'm with you. I just let his intensity on this song just cracks me up.
He has a natural habit of, not natural, but he has a natural, like, he believes everything he's saying. Like Jason Statham in every movie he's in. Even the movie might suck, like Cranked. He completely believes what he's doing. And Bruce Springsteen believes this shit.
Absolutely.
He writes it. You know, I mean, it's his word.
He's the boss.
He is the boss. And it's funny, my wife's from New Jersey, so I don't like Bruce Springsteen. But we don't change it. Occasionally she'll listen to it. I don't like him. Yeah. But they know every goddamn word. New Jersey, if you live in New Jersey, you love the boss.
Well, he's gonna sing about the penitentiary here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bleeding from
Listen
the throat.
To his voice.
Yeah, no, his trachea, his scab.
It's insane.
He's done. Oh, this is a stark contrast from what we were listening to.
This
Listen
is like,
to this.
Bruce, do it for the 900th time today. Let's see how it sounds. This is what it sounds like.
You know, people look down on being a patriot, but when this comes on, I love the country.
You can't help.
You know, I want to get an eagle tattoo. Does France have something like this? No.
No, hell no.
They don't have this type of fucking feeling.
That's right.
I would love to see a French person subjected to this song at a volume. Unnecessary. Yeah, turn it up, man. You like being here in Pennsylvania? Fucking cranking this shit up all the way. Yeah, man. The Declaration of Independence was signed here, bro. Turn it up.
Welcome to Independence Hall.
The floors are 200 years old. My stepfather was shit on that. He came from Germany and he was like 200 years old. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
What a simple little riff, though.
great, right? It's timeless. Powerful.
Yeah, no one can do something like this.
No.
You claimed that set of notes for yourself forever.
Yeah, pretty
much. It's tied to them.
All right.
That is phenomenal. A plus.
There you go.
There was a, wasn't there a last song for...
What's that?
Wasn't there another song for Twin Mega?
Twin Temple.
Yeah, Twin Temple.
No, that was it. We heard it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, the end was just a little instrumental doodle there at the end. Yeah.
I talked over it.
It's okay. It's all right. It kind of went right out from that other track into that last one. Well,
how about that?
What do you think, Jerry? We've completed the album and then some here with the boss.
The boss.
What did you think of the old Twin Temple?
Twin Temple.
Any feelings
about
this?
There was a lot of potential in that album.
Okay.
I loved the arrangement. I liked the way that it felt. But man, there was so much going on in the background. And it was so good that I knew there was something that they left. They left it on the table. And you, they left a lot of potential.
You really feel like the production held it back.
I think it's a, yeah, be cute, be cute with your gimmick. Do it on two or three songs. I'm fine with that.
Right.
You know, but if you have that many people who learned an instrument, played it, give them the respect and to actually record it right.
Yeah.
And do it. I mean, maybe it's a cost cutting measure. I don't know. You know,
yeah,
it's
what
expensive.
What I think of it is, I think it's a very well done sort of novelty album. You know, it's good.
Right.
They're talented. I really appreciate her lyrical approach and execution. I think she really did well there. She's got a good voice. Like you mentioned, the songs can feel a bit samey throughout the length of the album. I agree that the production is detrimental.
Dude, it was a
to
dagger.
The overall experience.
It was a dagger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's sad, and I'm. You know what? I was talking to you today about Kraftwerk, right?
Yes.
And I was like, me and my daughter are listening to Kraftwerk. It's inoffensive. It's fun to. It's fun. It's goofy.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't play it all the time. You know, this is a like Kraftwerk for me.
Right.
Like it's experimental. They tried, and in its niche, it's quality.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm gonna pick up. If it wasn't free to download, I wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, so. I got to put them there in the Kraftwerk. So they're along that line. Don't murder yourself with a gimmick. This is a talented band.
Well, it's weird. I mean, their success is dependent on the gimmick.
I'm talking about the mono gimmick. I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying it's all sort of an extension of itself, right? Like they did the mono thing because they have this whole throwback vibe and that
right.
all affects their whole aesthetic and their whole everything along with the Satan deal.
Right. They're just too talented.
Just the idea that they're doing satanic doo-wop is
fun.
The gimmick. You know what I mean?
That's
original.
The that's a hook.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah, it's cool. It's original. You know, mm-hmm. that's fun. And like I said, I give them all the credit in the world for their imagery and the aesthetic. They really nail it. They've got a ton of fun merch. They've got a great look.
And without
photos.
Without listening to the music, I thought it was funny to look at. Now I listen to the music, I get it. I get the look now. I'm okay with that. Holding the skull, yeah, put that down. Let that be on the table.
You don't like that.
Just put it down. Where did you get that? Why are you holding it?
Right.
But just put it on the table.
Okay.
But I get the gimmick. I like that aspect of it all. I just think, and I'm beating a dead horse. I keep saying it. There's too many good people doing music back there to not give them the service they deserve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. There you have it, kids.
I'm going to give it a C-.
C-? Yeah, I don't know. What do I? Yeah, letter grade. Do I give it a letter grade?
You don't have to. I do it all the time.
I'll give it a C. I mean, it's fun. You know, there's something there. When they put out a second album, I will certainly check it out. Maybe I'll bring it right on this show and check it out. You know, maybe we'll do a first listen or something like that.
It would be great if they did it very soon so that I could hear, you know, what they did because it can
yeah,
only
I mean,
get,
they're busy touring. I know they're going to be out on the road for a while.
This might be one of those bands that are better live than whatever they recorded
I'm
here.
I'm sure it's probably a fun show. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. I've not seen them live, but I imagine they're all about bringing that visual experience. Right. So I imagine.
And they're in bed with Ghost, who does that very well. You know, the gimmick and yes. the whole look and all that stuff.
Ghost has got... Yeah.
They got a following.
They've got a hell of a live show. Mm-hmm. I've seen Ghost, and boy, do they bring a theatrical rock show.
Right. One of the first times we hung out, we reconnected, was a Ghost, watching Ghost live.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So it was impressive, very impressive.
Well, Jerry, thank you for joining us all here today. I'm sure everybody's happy to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a real privilege.
Guys, if you could, please visit HailSatanPodcast.com. I want you to stay safe out there, and hail Satan. Ama şimdi denedim. İyi bir fiyat servis. Servis.